Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio, and of course you've been hearing Ken Davis commercials here on KOQP in the last couple weeks, and Ken's going to be in Madison Friday, March 31st at 7:30, and we're privileged to have on the phone with us right now Ken Davis himself. Thanks, Ken, for taking the time in your busy schedule.
It's me, myself, and I'm happy to be with you. Very, very happy to be with you. I'm happy to be with you on the phone. I think it's still cold there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad, though, Ken. It's 40-some degrees, and all the snow is melted, so.
Do you know what tickles me, Paul?
What's that?
Is when someone says it's not bad and then says it's 40 degrees. That makes me laugh so hard.
Well, yeah, if you would have been here last Monday, we had 9 inches on the ground. We had a 9-inch
snowstorm. Oh, my goodness.
And in a week, it's all gone, so.
That's great.
I understand you grew up in Minnesota.
I did. I grew up in northern Minnesota on the Iron Range, and I remember when it would go a couple weeks in a row, 30 below zero. I have actually very positive memories. I remember when the snowbanks were so high, you couldn't see the school bus. From the house, you had to go out so you could actually wait for it. So I have great, fond memories of Minnesota.
Okay, great. Well, we are so excited that you're going to be in our little town of Madison, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll be talking a little bit about those winters, I think, in my show. About the mittens that my mom gave me that were tied together with a string.
yep. People can relate to that.
Yeah,
did you know that Madison, Minnesota is known as the lutefisk capital of the United States?
I didn't know that.
Are you familiar with lutefisk?
As little as I possibly can be. I grew up in a family that actually on occasion prepared lutefisk, and I watched the preparation, and that was all that I needed. Isn't it really the lutefisk capital of the world?
Yes, we have a big codfish. We have a big codfish out on the highway, and yes, it is. And we even have the lutefisk eating champion here that lives in Madison. He can eat 9 pounds at a sitting in competition.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'll have to have some for you when you come, then.
Please don't be offended if I pass out. If I pass out.
Yeah. Say, Ken, why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got started in comedy and that sort.
Well, the doctor slapped me and said it's a boy. That's how far back it goes. I really believe that it was a gift that he put inside of me to help me deal with life and face life and eventually help open people's hearts to hear the kind of truth that can change their lives forever. There's nothing I love better than coming to a place like Madison and making people laugh until they need medical attention. In high school, an English teacher recognized this, and even though I had used humor to almost destroy her class, she put me in the right direction and had me going out for speech, humorous interpretation. It's been a part of my life, buddy, and from the time I can remember. And, of course, I went into nightclubs and did very successful there. But I decided I wanted to use this in a way that could touch people's lives. And so for over 40 years, I've been traveling the world, making people laugh and telling them about truth that can change your life.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. How do you come up with some of these stories? Are they all life stories? How do you come up with some?
Yeah, they're all. I'm a storyteller. I'm not a stand-up comedian in the sense that I deliver one-liners. I'm a storyteller. So you mentioned lutefisk. I've got my pen on the piece of paper here, and you're giving me the material that I need for my next presentation. I drive down the road in Minnesota that connects. You know, there's a road that goes all up the west side. I can't remember what it is. 29, I think.
Okay, yeah, Interstate 29. Yep.
Yeah, and there's deer laying beside the road, and I had no idea that during a certain time of the year, deer come up to die by the road. They just come up and lay down there and pass away. So I just watch life things, and I see them from a little bit of a weird, different perspective, and I write them down, and I repeat them, and that has driven my presentations for so many years.
Mm-hmm. I like when you use your wife, Diane, as part of the story. That's my favorite part.
She loves that, too. She actually does. That's one of the reasons I love her. Over the years, she's never said, I don't want you using me as an example anymore. She just keeps on giving me more and more material, I think because she likes the checks I bring home.
That's probably right. Yeah, I tell you what, I got to ask you about the posters that we received from you to put up around our Q92 listening area. A lot of people are asking me, what's with the pink moped and the hair dryer on your posters?
Well, I'm going to tell that story when I'm there, but maybe I won't now, but that is a little fun thing that I decided to do on a morning one morning. It was to drive my motorcycle down to the highway near our home and then point my wife's hair dryer at cars as they go by. And it just causes a great deal of commotion.
It does.
So, by the way, I've had the police stop and suggest that might not be a good idea anymore.
Yep. Do you have fond memories of growing up in Minnesota, Ken?
Oh, I really do, yeah. I grew up, my grandfather and grandmother owned a resort on the lake, and I love the water. I spent a lot of time fishing and swimming and hunting in the north woods of Minnesota. I grew up in a place just south of the Iron Range that was really quite remote, Sax, Minnesota, S-A-X, Minnesota. And just a few farmers there. But we had this little church and a community of people that were tight-knit. And it really was a great, great way to grow up.
Mm-hmm. And you attended college up by Bemidji, I understand. Is that correct?
Yes, I went to Oak Hills Bible Institute. Yes, okay. Studied for the ministry. Every Sunday there are churches all over the world that thank the Lord that I never was the pastor of their church. But that was preparation for what eventually would become my life of traveling and doing comedy and presenting the gospel. I had a knowledge of what the Bible says, and I also had a knowledge of what makes people laugh. So that's all part of the preparation.
Yeah. I know in our church we've done your Bible study. Tell us a little bit about your new devotional book that's come out, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Lighten Up and Live. Yes, that book was written based on literally hundreds of radio shows that we've done. And people, we just had a guy in here today. I'm trying to think of who it was that said that they needed some more copies of that book because their children, they loved reading it because it was short, understandable. It was in little tight packages. It made them smile every morning, and that's what it is. It's just lighthearted devotionals to brighten your day. Sometimes serious truth that's introduced by something that's lighthearted. So once again, it opens the heart, and there's the truth, and gives you strength to move forward.
Yep, good. That's great. And I tell you what, we are so excited that you're coming to Madison, Minnesota. You're on our radio station every afternoon at 1:15 with Lighten Up program. A lot of people listen to it, and they're pretty excited.
I'm so grateful that you play that, for folks, and I hope it is a bright spot in their day.
That's right. Laughter helps a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. The Bible says it's good medicine. Mm-hmm. And I just buy that, yep.
Okay. Well, Ken, thank you so much for your time, and appreciate it. And we're looking forward to Friday, March 31st here in Madison.
Yeah, keep that warm weather coming. Keep that rolling.
I can't guarantee anything. It's a state boys basketball tournament, and always during state boys basketball tournament, there's a blizzard.
Yeah, that's true.
But, we'll have it nice for you.
Okay.
We'll do a lot of praying. Let's put it that way.
That worked.
Okay. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, my friend.
Yep. That's Ken Davis. He's going to be in Madison, Minnesota, 7:30, Friday, March 31st. Get your tickets at KOQP Radio or Rural Solutions here in Madison and Milbank, South Dakota, or go to kendavistickets.com. And, of course, it's sponsored by Calvary Baptist Church.